kind of similar vein, sticking with kind of wildlife animals. He wouldn't call doves, the particular doves he has, wildlife, I suppose, but with animals. I was in Kylie's pub the other day, and Niall Crimmon, who's the son of the owner, said to me, "Derek, what do you know about pigs?" And I said, "About pigs? Well, I know a little bit about pigs. I know why they wallow in mud, and I kind of know that they're usually very clean animals, despite the fact they wallow in mud." And he got chatting. He said, "No, I was thinking of getting a pig." I said, "Getting a pig? Don't you live in Rathfarnham?" He said, "I do." I said, oh. I said, "There's only one person to go and visit your house and discover more about this, and that is Brenda Donoghue."
Well, it's a clear, fresh morning in Rathfarnham in Dublin. And I think this is the house I'm looking for. And it's on a road with plenty of other houses, semi-detached, some detached. This is his house here. I'll just go in the gate, and there's a little bit of grass out the front. Not really much room for a pig. I'm very, very curious as to why somebody would want to bring up a pig on this road and what would happen if it got out. Anyway, I'll ring the bell. Lots of questions for Niall. Hello, are you Mary?
Yeah.
How are you, Mary?
I'm great.
You're his mum. I'm looking for Niall.
Niall's inside.
This is a lovely house. I'm just walking through the hallway. Very nice. Nice pictures of you when you were getting married there, Mary. Are you Niall?
Yeah.
Hi, Niall. I'm Brenda.
You well?
Lovely to meet you, Niall. Nice to have the fire on as well. Mary, we go into the kitchen.
Brenda, we can't go into the kitchen because the three dogs are in there and they'd jump on you, so... I heard you're afraid of dogs, so...
I like the way you're thinking already. Anyway, tell me first of all, why do you want a pig?
I've just been interested always from a young age, just from my grandparents' farm. It's very interesting, all the animals and stuff, so I'm fascinated by living in the city. It's just not around me, and I wanted to bring it into the family home, kind of. It'd just be something interesting, keep me occupied, something to look after, kind of.
Would a cat not do it?
No, I wouldn't be too fond of cats, and we have three dogs already, so just want to add to it, something different, like.
Why a pig, though? And what do you know about them?
I know bits and pieces, so I wouldn't know a whole lot. I'd be interested in, like, rearing it and eventually probably slaughtering it, but that's about it.
Okay, I need to get this right. So you want a pig, and you're going to rear it, and then you're going to slaughter it, so it's not little cute piggy wiggy wiggy.
No.
This little piggy went to the market.
No. Definitely not. I wouldn't name it or anything. Its purpose would be to supply meat, and that's to feed me at the end of the day.
Do you know anything about maybe the best breed of pig to get?
I wouldn't know too much about breed of pigs, how to care for them and stuff.
Are you genuinely serious about this?
At the start, I was only kind of messing. It was just a bit of a joke that I had. I was threatening my mum and dad, "Oh yeah, I'm going to get a pig and stuff." But as I've thought about it more and kind of looked into it, think I can manage it, I'd definitely look into it.
Now, I'd like to bring your mum in here, if that's all right, Niall. Tell me about how you're feeling about this.
Niall tends to spring surprises on us. When Niall was 7, we were down in Galway at my parents' farm, and we were coming back in the car, and Niall came with this big brown box and holes in the top and tied up with string. And I asked the question, "What's in the box?" And he said, "Granddad gave me a duck. I'll bring the duck back to Dublin." The duck was called Snowy. And then Niall went into school and he told his teacher that he got a duck called Snowy. He came home that evening with a note to me from the teacher. "Could I please call into the school the following day? The teacher wanted me to bring in the duck." Niall could explain about the duck and what it was fed on and blah, blah, blah. So I brought the duck into school. Niall sat at the top of the class, told all his friends in the class about this duck, and then he was going to let it out, and the teacher started screaming, "No, no, don't let it out around the room. Keep it in the dog carrier." So we had to go around to several classes. That was when he was 7, and now he's 20, almost 21, and he's come up with this idea, so it doesn't really surprise me.
So what you're saying is he has form.
Oh, he has form, yeah. And like, I'm from Galway originally, and we have a farm at home. My brother has the farm now, and he has all kinds of rare animals on the farm, and they love going down to Galway, and I suppose they're only one generation away from the farm, so it's in their genes, you know.
Yeah, but it mightn't be in their living arrangements, because you live in a lovely row of houses here. It's not a farm.
I know it's not a farm, but I think it would be easy enough to keep a pig. You don't... We have three dogs, that is. You need a license for a dog. I don't imagine you need a license to keep a pig. They're quite clean animals. They're not very noisy. They're easily fed. We have our own business where we're in the food business, and there's a lot of waste, and the only thing pigs don't eat is citrus fruits. They won't eat oranges, lemons, anything like that, so we could feed them on the food that's wasted in the business.
Mary, I noticed in your answer to that question it was very much, and we'll feed him and we'll get the food. Yeah. Not Niall is going to do it. So is Mammy going to be left literally holding the pig?
Oh no, I wouldn't think so. Niall is very conscientious, and when he decides to do something, puts his heart and soul into it. So I'd say if he gets this pig, Niall will look after the pig and make sure it's well fed and well fattened.
Niall, you've a very understanding mother there.
They'll all have to help out, I suppose. Like, I'll do the majority of the work. They'll all throw in a hand, especially my sister, I'd say.
So tell me exactly, what do you know about pigs right now?
Not too much now, to be honest, at all.
Do you know their daily routine?
Not too much, really. Just that they're fed and they...
When? Like, how many times a day?
Don't have a clue, to be honest. Two or three times, I'd guess. I'm not too sure. I'd say you have to do bits and pieces, but I'm willing to learn and find out more about it. Like,
do you need to take a piggy for a walk?
I doubt it. I'd say they just have a good old run around in the garden, but that's about it.
Right, I think we have a bit of a learning curve there, Mary. Speaking of the garden, Niall, can I go out and have a look and see what kind of space your pig is going to have? Can we walk out this way through the back door?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Open her up there. I suppose it's the average size garden you get in any semi-detached house, maybe 20 metres by 30, and you've some very nice shrubs and a nice little tree house down the back.
Well, I plan to put it down about the left-hand corner. We used to have a compost heap there, so kind of, it looks perfect.
And what are you going to do, build a fence or something?
I haven't thought, I've thought into a small bit, and if I put a fence around the corner, then maybe put in like a little shelter and stuff, and it wouldn't need to be too big, I wouldn't imagine, so I'd say it'd fit in there perfectly. Like.
And are you going to let it out to roam around?
I'd have to look into it more, just with the dogs and stuff, they kind of, they rule the garden at the moment, so there might be a bit of uproar there, but I'm sure they'd get on well enough if we introduced them slowly but surely.
So there's Niall Crimmin and his mammy Mary, and they live in suburban Rathfarnham, you could say, just on the edge of the city. And that was Brendan this morning. And he wants to have a pig. He wants to get a pig. Now, you can hear from the interview there, he doesn't know an awful lot about pigs, or not enough to rear one. So can you give us some advice? I mean, does he need a license to have a pig? Should he bring his pig for a walk? How does he rear the pig? What does he feed it on? How much space does a pig need? Are you keeping a pig in your back garden? Now, I'm not talking about pig farmers. I'm talking about individuals. I'm not talking about artisans. Just individuals to feed the family like they did in The Good Life. Penelope Keith and Paul Edding and all that crowd. Let us know. 1-850-715-900. Email mooney@rte.ie or text 51551.